those of us who work at the labs are not federal employees. We're employed by contractors who are hired by DOE to manage the labs for the federal government. And in the case of Oak Ridge, the contractor is a limited liability corporation called UT Battelle, which was set up expressly to manage the lab and awarded the contract to manage the lab in 2000. The idea there is that allows universities and nonprofits like Battelle and even in some cases private companies to bring kind of the best models in terms of operating the facilities and apply those to the challenge of managing a large research enterprise for the federal government.
Is there a good give and take between the lab and the federal government, or is that even necessary considering this go-co model? You may be owned by the government, but really you're dealing more with the contractor.
The way it's intended to work is basically the government defines what we should do. What are their priorities? What's the funding that goes against those priorities? And then the contractor that manages the lab has the task of figuring out how best to do that. What's the most cost-effective, high-impact way to manage the research to deliver those results that will help us, you know, solve the problems of energy security and environmental impacts of energy and, you know, the innovation that hopefully will drive competitiveness and job creation.
Now, day to day, I'm sure you communicate with lab staff a great deal, but what about with energy headquarters in Washington? How often do you talk to them, and what kinds of things, if you do talk to them, do you talk about?
It's pretty frequent. I mean, we have a federal presence here. There's a thing called the site office that's sort of the local oversight in terms of what we're doing. And, of course, they're very integrated into what's happening at the lab on a, you know, on a day-by-day basis. But it's very important for us to stay connected with the programs that are funding the activities at the labs to make sure that we're producing the results that we need to in order to deliver on the promises that have been made. And that happens, you know, at all levels with the program managers at headquarters and the staff here at the lab who are executing the programs. In terms of the higher level interactions, that's also pretty frequent. Oak Ridge is one of the 10 Office of Science labs that are more focused on some of the fundamental research. And so obviously we have to interact a lot with Bill Brinkman, who's the director of the Office of Science. He's the assistant secretary who has the responsibility for science. We also do work for other parts of the department in terms of nuclear nonproliferation, nuclear energy, energy efficiency, renewables, and their assistant secretaries for all of those. And then there's something called the National Lab Directors Council, which is the group of all 17 lab directors, and we try and work very closely with the senior department leadership, Secretary Chu, Deputy Secretary Poneman, and his leadership team in terms of working the, you know, issues that cut across the complex of national labs that DOE is responsible for.
We are talking with Tom Mason, the director of Oak Ridge National Laboratory, about the unique relationship between Oak Ridge, the contractor, and the headquarters at the Department of Energy. And we were looking to also get a little bit different perspective on what it is folks who work with these different federal agencies think of those agencies if they are not within the Beltway, not living in that D.C. type of bubble.
Well, it's certainly true that, you know, what you see depends on where you sit. At the labs, we're very focused on execution, on getting the research done and, you know, hopefully the excitement of the science around that. Sometimes there are things that may happen at headquarters that happen for reasons that are mysterious to us. I mean, there's the whole wiring diagram between the departments and Office of Management and Budget and Congress and sometimes from a distance, it's a little hard to understand what's going on with that. Obviously, I try and understand it as best I can and do spend time interfacing with all those different parts of the federal system to try and explain what we're doing and why we're doing it and why it's important. But your perspective does change, no question about it. I think when you're closer to that world, you probably have a better understanding of what all the forces are that can drive priorities and drive budget decisions. But hopefully here out in the field, we're more attuned to, you know, what's really happening and what decisions need to be made on a day-to-day basis to make sure that we're doing great science and we're doing it safely and we're doing it cost-effectively.
Do you feel close enough? In other words, because you said the closer you are, the more you might be in tune, but I guess maybe with modern communications, it's a little easier?
There's no substitute for, you know, actually talking with people. And it's true that, you know, with email and video conferencing, you can do a lot at a distance. And so for some things, I think that's just fine. But I spend a lot of time going up to Washington to talk to people. If you sit down and you sit across the table with someone, there's just a quality of communication that it's even with the best available technology, sometimes it's hard to reproduce.
If there is an issue with an employee, you know, within the federal government, there's a process one must go through. How would that work at the laboratory, considering that you have the GOCO model, the government-owned but the contractor-operated model?
Well, that's a big part of what the GOCO model means. I mean, we do have our own processes for dealing with that kind of thing. Obviously, we're all subject to the same laws in terms of, you know, employment and discrimination and all that kind of thing, and we need to respect and be compliant with all those. But we do function in a world that's more like a company or a university in terms of the employment arrangements, both compensation and benefits and the way that you have to deal with a difficult situation if you have to let go an employee or the hiring decision. Those happen in the way that they would in the private sector or in academia, as opposed to the federal system. That does give us a little bit more flexibility in how we do things, and I think it's part of what the contractor really brings is the ability to recruit and retrain, you know, the top-notch scientists and engineers that we need to execute our missions. It doesn't mean we don't have rules and processes that we have to follow. We absolutely have to. And of course, since we're federally funded, we have to be very conscious of the fact that they are public dollars and that carries with it a responsibility in terms of, you know, transparency, the use of funds and accountability for how they're spent and so forth. But we do have a little bit more flexibility, I think, than exists within the federal system in terms of how we manage our workforce.